What sort of nut tree is it down there in the pasture?
Pecan.
No.
Hickory nut.
Well, I thought it was something else. What's similar to a hickory nut on a hole? It's a big old thick thing of loose stain.
Walnut.
Talking about the walnut, what do you call the hard covering? The hull. Well, how about the softer part on the outside?
I guess you call it rind. It's real hard when it rides.
If I ask you if there were any more oranges, and they're not, you might say
they are all gone.
If I ask you if there are any oranges, you'd say
ate them all.
The
oranges are gone.
You got some out of the garden yesterday. Little red things.
Radishes.
What's a red vegetable that grows on it well, or fruit that grows on the stalk out in the garden? Slice it up to eat it.
Tomato.
What do you grow underground? You grow quite a few of them.
Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Okay. What are yams?
They're sweet potatoes.
You ever call them that?
I hear them call them that quite a bit often.
But you don't call them that? Another garden vegetable that grows underground and leaves a taste in your mouth for a while. Just you eat it for a side dish. I mean, you don't, it's not a main course.
Artichoke.
No, it's real.
Turnips.
No, it's real spicy. You might take a bite of it when you're.
Carrots.
No. Has long.
Carrots.
No, it has long green.
Garlic.
Stalk on it. You might say garlic is very similar to.
Onion.
Right. What's the name for very small onions?
Sets.
Sets. Alright. If we had a bunch of beans that we had to get out of the hull, what would you say we had to do to them?
We had to shell them.
Alright. Can you name a few different kinds of beans?
You mean vegetable beans?
Yeah.
Hash runners, pinto, northern beans.
What's the edible tops of beets, turnips, or so forth?
Greens.
One head of lettuce and add two more, you have three.
If you have one head of lettuce and add two more, you have three.
Three heads of lettuce.
What's the outer